It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
If you just joined us, we had Torch Tuesday. We had some extra extreme hot salsa left over from Cinco de Mayo, and we decided to gargle it for Torture Tuesday. Cleared out my sinuses, I will say that. It was hot. Didn't upset my stomach, and that's what I do want to talk about right now. They ask people, besides food, what's something that can upset your stomach?
I know the answer to this.
Okay.
Medicine.
Yes, medicine, aspirin, even vitamins. If you take vitamins on an empty stomach, like your daily vitamin, it can make your stomach hurt.
I got this boil on my back that came up out of nowhere. So I went to the dermatologist, and she's like, I can cut it out, or I can give you doxycycline, an antibiotic, and you take that for 10 days.
Uh-huh.
That stuff is eating my guts up.
Just hearing that makes my stomach upset.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you want to see it? She kind of does.
Oddly, I do.
Yeah. Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's put it on Facebook.
That can turn your stomach just looking at his boil.
Not everyone feels that way.
Yeah,
boils are fun for it's like Dr. Pimple Popper.
They're only good on your own self.
I can't reach this one, though. I can barely even see it.
That's what makes you mad.
I know. If I could get to this one, I'd be having a blast.
Conversations on the Hawk and Tom Show can turn your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. stress can turn your stomach if you're stressed out or you're worrying a lot is something that people mentioned. Even work was mentioned, which I'm like, how can that make your stomach upset?
Because of all the crap you got to deal with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it adds to stress. You're probably having to take meds to be at work.
My stomach gets upset when I see the boss walking down the hall.
Theme park rides like roller coasters or those things go up and down and all around. That's going to upset your stomach. You know, you're at the fair or you're somewhere and you see somebody get off one of those rides and they're like holding their stomach or they, you know, throw up.
I've seen videos of the big pirate ship that goes around.
Yeah.
Somebody got sick on the top and as they came around, they all caught it on the bottom.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that would upset my stomach and more.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, though? It should have caught the person that did it at the top.
Yeah.
Only. But I can agree. I think the theme park rides, I did the one that takes you all the way up, you know, and then just drops you. The drop zone's what it called or something. And I'm like, oh, that upset my stomach. They mentioned being pregnant can upset your stomach.
Yeah, a lot of women get morning sickness.
That's true. They say a boat ride can actually upset your stomach.
Never had that happen.
Oh, like the motion. Yeah, because people take Dramamine to go on
I guess on a big boat. Yeah, that's not a boat so much.
Well, even a small, like, little speedboat.
Or a pontoon boat.
Well, pontoon, sometimes when you get in the waves.
Yeah.
They're going up and down.
That's never bothered me, which is interesting.
Is the smell of a public bathroom on there?
It should be.
They said bad smells was one of the top things on the list. So anytime you walk into anything like that.
All of a sudden, it's like...
Other people vomiting can make your stomach upset.
That was mentioned too. You see somebody else sick.
I was going to share a story. There was one person here a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
I walked into the bathroom and I was like, whoa, wow. And then I heard from the stall, I'm sorry, it's my medicine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes, I didn't know anyone was in here.
Here at work, the girls' restroom, when you walk by, is worse than the fellas.
Yes.
I don't know what you girls are doing over there, but
I have an idea.
Blood and gore was something that could upset your stomach besides food.
Yeah, especially with all the stuff on the internet now that you see that you didn't want to see.
I know. I'm like, you know, you might be Googling something like innocent. And then you see somebody's boil on their back or something.
That's the least of my worries.
But still, you see some really good, like, you know what, when they show, like, this is what 5 pounds of cellulite looks like in your belly. And that's the grossest looking white clump of junk.
And you can't turn away. Can't turn away.
You want to, though.
I watched a facelift get done once.
Oh,
that is crazy.
I saw, what is it when they get all the fat out of you?
With liposuction.
Liposuction.
And I mean, it looked like they took a car wash wand and just were wiggling it around underneath there.
Like,
and I'm like, that doesn't look like it could possibly be good for your body.
And it's crazy, the people that work in the medical field that love that. I have a friend that works for a plastic surgeon, and she talks how much she loves watching those procedures.
Do they have, is the tube clear when they do that? Can you see the liposuction stuff coming out?
Oh,
like
yeah.
a clear vacuum cleaner hose.
Yeah, it looks just like that stuff you were talking about.
Oh, okay.
It's like that gross yellow color.
Is that, and are y'all serious? It is clear?
They got to see what's coming out. Oh. Make sure they don't get a kidney
do
or something.
Do they do that with Colonel? Whoops, there went one of his kidneys. Slow down there.
Get that back.
Austral stopped up.
And then a bad accident is something that can turn your
stomach. Those get me on the reels all the time. Yeah. You flip over and all of a sudden it shows someone falling or getting hit by a car. And then the one that will make my stomach turn is whenever you see like a limb that's not angled the right direction anymore.
Yes.
That just makes me want to throw up.
Exactly.
Sorry if I made someone feel like this conversation definitely turned your stomach.
You are welcome.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it is National Teacher Appreciation Day, which is part of Teacher Appreciation Week. And, you know, they have a tough job. They have one of the toughest jobs, but not the toughest job.
I don't know about that. I tell you what, when summer rolls around, those kids are at home all day long.
Then the parents have a tough job.
Yeah.
Well, they asked 2,000 people what the toughest job in America is. And they tried to get an equal mix of trade workers and people who were in the blue collar, white collar, whatever. They found that there are some things in the top 10 that involve at least two of these four things. They're either physically demanding, have long hours, involve high stakes decisions, or there's an element of danger. So basically the opposite of what we do here on our show.
Well, Torture Tuesdays, it's dangerous.
So here are the toughest jobs. The worst or most tough job there is, they said, is firefighter. And, you know, they do have their times where they're off. But, man, when they're doing their job, that's a tough job. They are risking their lives and going into fires.
You are looking at a building on fire, and you're like, I'm going to walk in there and save lives.
When most everyone else would be like, I'm leaving.
Yeah, people that don't even know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know who lives there.
All right, construction worker was on there, number two, which I feel like number three should have been ahead of it, and that's members of the military. I think that one is another one where you have the chance where you're risking your life.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, you get someone who's doing roofing all day. That's pretty crazy, too. Then you've got doctor, and that's because of the high-stakes decisions. They have to make decisions that determine people's lives and their outcomes.
Yeah, and they're in charge of that. Like, if I just slip this little scalpel, if I make one little move wrong, they're in trouble.
All right.
Stressful.
Next was police officer. And of course, it's obvious they take their lives into their hands every day as they go out there.
And we should appreciate them more, because imagine going up to a car. You don't know that person from Adam. And then all of a sudden, someone whips a gun out on you.
That's why I always think they should be nicer to me when they're giving my ticket. Because I'm like, look, I'm a nice guy. I just got caught speeding, and I'm being polite, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. You don't have to worry.
But they don't know that.
Once they talk to me.
But you still broke the law, and they don't like people that break the law.
And people speed all the time.
Hey, you know all those police officers speed, too.
Everybody does.
They do, yeah.
So it's like, at least be nice while you're writing the ticket. Instead of yelling at me, what's that on your window? A radar detector? Why do you have a radar detector? I'm like, because is there legal? And it keeps me from getting these as often.
And then if you took the radar detector down to try to stash it, you know, away from him, he thinks something shady's going on.
I would never do that. It's not illegal. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on. Paramedic was next. And, of course, they risk their lives, too. They come into situations that are very fluid sometimes. Astronaut was number seven.
Ooh, you think about that, especially those first astronauts, because I know, Tom, your dad worked at NASA at that time, and they went up, and they didn't even know if they could come down or not. Mm-hmm. And I want to go to the moon, and I don't know if I can come back. I don't know if I want to sign up for that.
And you know the temperatures in the Arizona desert get way above 100.
They didn't land in the Arizona desert.
He's a conspiracy theorist. He's saying it didn't happen, but it did happen.
We don't really
know. Then, was it Apollo 11, where something broke or something, and they couldn't come back?
13, 11,
one of those. And I'm like,
Houston, we got a problem.
Yeah, big problem.
So I appreciate what Tom Hanks did for our country.
Bruce Willis did more. Just saying.
Well, Bruce Willis saved us, saved the world, but...
All right, next up is farmers. They work hard. Yes. They actually do have a more dangerous job than you think in some cases, and they feed us.
My uncle, his fingers are missing because of a combine accident.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the equipment they use is crazy.
He didn't work on the Vienna sausage farm, did he?
Hope not.
No.
All right, air traffic controller. That's a high-stress, high-stakes job. Mm-hmm. Those guys are responsible for thousands of lives nonstop, and they can't mess up.
And have you ever seen one of those screens? There's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of planes just sipping around everywhere. I don't know how they keep up.
It's like a video game.
There used to be a video game of that, and you would actually, and eventually you would lose because you couldn't handle how many planes were on the screen. Then oil worker was at number 10, especially those guys who work on those oil rig platforms. But if you've ever seen them, they throw those chains on those pipes as they're digging the well. And it just looks like instant death waiting to happen. Those chains get whipped around, and these guys are standing close to them. Mm-hmm. They did go on and mention some of the other for top 20. Teacher was at 16th place.
You got to put with kids, honestly. That is a tough job.
And parents.
Smart aleck kids, mm-hmm. And parents.
Smart aleck parents.
They had nurse, roofer, electrician. One of my favorite reels on electricians, this guy is looking at this electrical junction box that is wired up as bad as it could possibly be. And he tells a woman, he goes, "Who did your wiring?" And she said, "Oh, my nephew, he's very handy." And he goes, "When did his house burn down?" And she goes, "About 2 years ago." How did you know his house burned down?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, "I know how he knows, because yours is about to."
Yeah.
It's a very funny reel if you get a chance to see it.
I could not be an electrician, though, because every day you're scared of being zapped.
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing.
Well, you think of the Duke Energy and the power guys. Especially during storms, they have to clear out climb those poles.
Well, and we lost some with like the trees falling after Hurricane Helene. We did a thing for firefighters that had died in the performance of their duties. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing it's worth noting is the characters from the Village People dominated the top five.
Oh.
I mean, you think about
police
it. Construction worker, police officer, member of the military. So the Native American and the cowboy did not make the list.
Now, what were the way they graded the dangerous job there? What were the four things they mentioned?
They did physically demanding, long hours, high stakes decisions, and an element of danger.
I got another one they missed, hairdresser. Because those long hours are standing on their feet all day.
Yeah.
They're making some really serious decisions about your hair.
Yeah.
They could get beat up at any moment because you made a slip of the clip.
I was going to say, some of them have to really make some magic happen.
Yes, they do. High stakes, decisions there. Elements of danger when they're cutting your hair.
Bleach, formaldehyde, and the keratin. Keratin straightening.
How did they miss that one?
I'm sure the firefighters think this is hysterical.
They're asleep.
Kato, they're playing basketball.
They exercise.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I have another way that men and women are different, especially when it comes to breaking up with a friend.
Okay.
It affects the women way more than it does the guys when it comes to breaking up with friends. It's harder for the women to break up. They say the ethics of friendship are very strong, which makes it very hard to end a friendship.
It's still hard for guys to break up with a hairdresser, though, or a haircut person.
Well, true. That's hard for anybody. But even when it stops being fun with the women, they say, they feel guilty about breaking up with a person because they just feel so horrible that they're going to have to break up with their friend and move on.
I don't really believe in breaking up with people. You just kind of fade away.
That's what they said. Yeah. The research showed that the trauma of dumping a friend meant that a lot of people just kind of, they just stop calling. They stop asking them to go out on a girls' night out. And before you know it, they have broken up. But the women take it much harder than guys. Now, with guys, I think it's a little bit different because if your friend is starting to act weird, it's like, dude, now Rex, come on, man. You've been acting weird lately. And if you don't stop that, we ain't going to hang out with you anymore. And then, if he doesn't.
What kind of threat is that to someone who's breaking up with you? We're not going to hang out with you anymore. Oh, you're saying you're the one breaking up?
Yeah.
He's like, Why would you do that?
You're going to Rex, and you're like, hey, dude, man, you're just acting too weird. And then if that doesn't work, and like you get the friends, your buddy intervention, and like all of us have decided we're voting you off the island, man. Getting way too weird on us.
This sounds exhausting. Stop calling and never texting.
Just blame your wife. Hey, my wife said that
I can't hang out with you anymore.
You can't come over and play.
But guys do it way different, I think.
I don't think
Well, you don't have a lot of friends. You have how many, two? You've never had to break up with them.
I have broken up with people, and I know you think that's funny, but the truth is I don't think I've ever seen people go about it like that.
With
you
friends?
Just, you do the fade out thing. It's so much easier.
I'm surprised you two haven't like broken up yet.
Oh, we broke up a long time ago.
Well, I got
we're staying together for the kids.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. We had to get a marriage counselor a couple times just to get us through some rough spots throughout the years. Okay, but for girls, I mean, honestly, Cato, you have been very honest with some of your friends that are, you know, that they're different than you. And you like had to set some boundaries and say, look, man, you're going way overboard.
Well, I just had one that always felt like he needed to know where I was at all times.
Yeah.
And I finally just said, you can ask me how I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's none of your business where I'm at. And that's actually a friend that as Tom says, I just faded away from.
But you got the friend that was lying to you and said, hey, you got to stop lying. And then he said what?
He's getting better at it.
He's getting better at not lying so much.
He actually moved. So he moved out of state.
Yeah.
But he still visits the upstate and he'll call and sometimes I answer and sometimes I don't.
Now, Stacy, you're too nice to break up with any of your friends.
Truly. And here's the thing. What I do is this is bad. It's bad any way you look at it. It's not so much breaking up, but I'll complain to John about like what so-and-so is doing, so-and-so is doing.
Right.
And then I'll get all my, I guess, aggression or disappointment.
You're venting.
Venting. And to him, and he's just over there. He's give me some medicine. I got a migraine. But then I still stick it out with them.
Okay, but is he like, well, if they're going to drive you nuts like that, why don't you just not hang out with them?
I'm like, well, I can't do that. He's like, all right, I got nothing. He goes, I can't. Okay. Any kind of input that he gives, he's like, ah.
Well, it's crazy because you and John used to hang out with us a little more often, but we don't see y'all much anymore.
How awkward.
Okay, I'm going to turn it around and say, where's our invite?
Okay.
Oh,
if a friend just stops calling you all of a sudden, you might be the friend they want to break up with, apparently. So,
yeah.
So if they stop calling you, like, you are that person that got on their nerves.
That when you get to that realization, like, is it me? Is it me? Am I the one that's causing the problems? Mm-hmm. And then you're just like, no.
And if they did that to me, I would just be like, okay, it's cool. They don't want to hang out anymore. In fact, if they do it the right way, you don't hardly notice.
But Tom, you don't even leave your house. I'm like, you don't want to hang out with anybody except your kids and your wife.
Yeah, I don't like anyone else.
What really does amaze me is that guys are totally different. It's like stuff just doesn't bother you that bothers women.
Okay.
Like you can go through, if somebody just makes you upset, you're just like, you can easily forget about it or just move on. Where girls are just like,
they vent over it and have to hash it out.
And then also think like, well, maybe this is what she meant or this, or what's going on over here. I don't know. We just kind of jumble it all up in our head where guys are just like, whatever.
Yeah, I know. Tom's upset me 6 times this morning. I've already forgot about why. So a lot of times you're arguing, you're like, and you're getting this huge argument, and like, what are we arguing about?
You still need therapy. All of y'all.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I'm going to be honest. I'm a little on edge this morning. I'm nervous about something that's going to happen after the show.
We couldn't tell.
I'm glad.
Seemed like normal morning.
I tried this a week ago and failed miserably, and I felt like such a loser for it. And that is getting an MRI. My left shoulder was broken on vacation when I was in Italy. I had broken 2 places, and I need to go, and it's been healing up, but they need to do an MRI now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went there all happy and go lucky and got in and filled out the paperwork, laid down in that little board, that little table,
mm-hmm.
and they slid me into that tube, and I was like, I don't like it in here. So I asked the person who was doing this, the technician or whatever, I said, how long am I going to be in here for? And she said, about 20 minutes. And I said, no, no, I'm not. I can't do that.
Oh, wow.
So they said, no problem. This happens. People don't know that they're claustrophobic, which I kind of already knew I was, but for some reason I didn't put it together that this was going to freak me out. So they said, come back next week. We'll reschedule you. Get your doctor to prescribe you something. So I've got a 2 milligram Ativan sitting in a bottle right now waiting for me.
Just one?
Just one. Sorry, I can't share.
Well, no, I don't want it, but it seems like...
That's what I'm worried about.
Okay, time out.
I don't know
out.
How much that is.
Though. I don't even know what that does and what it is.
Well, think about it. What do you think it does? It's like Valium. It knocks you loopy so you don't give a crap.
So, okay, so you don't fall asleep or anything?
I don't believe so.
I bet on Ativan we'll all meet the friendly Tom that lives deep down inside.
I'm a friendly Tom. When am I not friendly to you?
No, you are. But there are times where you're a little snippy, and it's okay.
it doesn't sound okay.
But I really would love to find out what Tom Steele is like on Ativan.
Well, I'm going
to
find out. And
videotape for me.
I honestly am nervous. It's not going to be enough. I'm going to get there. I felt like a loser last time. I felt like I let everyone down because I couldn't lay in this tube. And so, and to be fair to me, they laid me on this table, they put this PVC contraption on my shoulder, and these pads and these weights of sandbags to hold it in place. They slid me in, and as I went in, it shoved all that crap up onto my face. And so they slid it back down. By this point, I am a little freaking out because I just got my face completely covered up by all this crap, and I'm in this tube, and I can't move. And so here's what happens when I get in there. I start thinking, what if I need to scratch my nose and I can't lift my arm up and scratch my nose? And then my brain starts going, hey, your nose itches. I'm like, no, it doesn't. You're messing with me. And it's like, yeah, your nose itches. And I'm like, get me out of this tube. There's no way I'll make it 20 minutes. Yeah. So I am hoping that this Ativan is going to go ahead and knock me to where I don't care.
You were like a woman trying to get into Spanx is what was.
That is funny.
You know, we should have tested it out today.
Well, I don't have two.
Oh, I probably could. I know some people.
Well, then you need to help me out because they only gave me one.
Well,
probably
too late
me
now,
from testing it out.
I mean, we could have wrapped Saran wrap around you.
I would just die if someone did that.
Let's just give him a group hug real quick.
I will punch you. I am not joking either.
See, where's that's the Ativan? We need the Ativan.
No, I don't think Ativan Tom would go for that.
That's snippy Tom.
That's not being friendly. That's being over and top.
Yeah, but you're worried about one pill not working. I mean, how strong is the pill?
I don't know. I did talk. Megan Eby used to be a nurse.
Uh-huh.
She was in here and she said 2 milligrams is a pretty good dose. So
okay.
Hopefully it will, you know, send me into happy land where I don't care that I'm in a tube anymore.
Well, with the thousands of people that listen to us right now, there's surely a doctor or some kind of pharmacist that's listening that can help you out.
Well, here's my thinking. If it don't work, I'm going to tell them to pull me back out again and was not going to do it today. But I'm going to feel terrible if that happens.
Second time around.
Listen, just close your eyes. Close your eyes.
I tried
when you
that.
Get
I closed my eyes and then I started, man, it got dark all of a sudden. Really dark. Darker than just when I had my eyes closed because now I'm in this tube. I got to look and see how close it is. My brain is like just basically turned on me.
Here's what they got to do. They got to charge you for it no matter if you do it or not.
No way. I wouldn't go.
That's why.
I was going to say, I wouldn't go.
If they would have charged you for that, you would have said, I'm going to stick it out.
No,
put me back in.
I would have left. I would have sued them and I would have been so upset.
Why?
Because I didn't do anything. I didn't get my money's worth.
So,
that's called a yearly.
Neither did they because they got all these people that they have
turned that machine on.
That they have hired and that they have set aside this time for you, just like when you
is not your fault
when you miss appointments. A lot of times,
this is why I hate people.
They will charge you for it anyway. So, but if they charged you, you would have done it. I don't know why you're so upset about that.
Because
I'd
like to see you get in one of those machines for 20 minutes.
I'd do it. I did it with my knee not long ago.
I did my knee too. That's nothing.
No, it was a full body though. I got inside it.
Yeah. I'll try it.
Why do you want me to feel miserable about
because
my MRI?
Because you're the one here trying to get my $900 stolen.
No, I'm not. I just made a point.
I think right now we're making it worse because Tom, he's starting to get really nervous because we've got him thinking about this more and more.
I'm not nervous. I'm going to pull out if it goes. I am nervous because I don't want to be the guy that bails. But if it doesn't work, I'm going to bail out. I'm going to be like, get me out of this tube.
Positive thinking. You're on Ativan. Close your eyes. It's for a good reason because you got to check your shoulder.
I get all that, but none of that. I'm like, knock me out.
Oh, gosh. Jamie's going to have to do that then. Knock him out.
Oh, wow.
This is why I'm not happy. This is why I'm not happy, Tom. You guys don't deserve to have happy Tom.
Someone Someone texted and said that Ativan can make you sleepy, so maybe you'll
I hope it makes me really sleepy.
Is someone driving you to your
car? Yes, of course.
Okay. All right.
I think I could do it because y'all have wrapped me up in saran wrap several times.
You know what? This is new to me. I didn't have claustrophobia until about 5 or 6 years ago, and it came on strong, and I have no idea why. I need to go to a hypnotist and see if they can hypnotize it out of me.
Honestly, though, when you're the bigger Tom, the you know, before pictures.
I ain't the small Tom right now.
Well, I know, but you've lost a lot of weight. Like, I mean, you would have
still
felt...
don't fit in that tube very well.
Do they have an extra large one you can
go? No, they don't.
They should have sizes for you.
I got a friend who he said, I'm not going to make fun of you because I wouldn't fit in the tube.
Oh.
And he's like, I don't know what they do for people who are bigger to get an MRI.
Biggie size that MRI machine for me if you don't.
I mean, this is America.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Tom was just telling us about his MRI that he's got to do, and we get a lot of calls. People give him some encouragement because he's scared to do the MRI machine.
I'm not scared. Well, I just go into a panic.
It's claustrophobic.
Yes.
And they're saying you're going to be all right. They said you're going to be so relaxed. You're going to be good with the two milligram out of Ativan.
I hope so. I'll let you know tomorrow if I bailed or
call
not.
Call us from inside.
No, I don't think you can do that. It would kill your phone and you.
Try.
You can't have metal in an MRI. That's another thing that makes me nervous about it. What if there's metal somewhere?
It's like putting you in a microwave.
Great. She just ruined everything.
Yeah. So let me even complicate matters more. Do you have to wear a hospital gown?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No, you just lay there with your jeans and
really?
Your shirt on.
Can okay. you request it?
I didn't ask, but I think as much trouble as I already am, I don't want to make more.
Well, hospital gowns, they did some research on this. They don't exactly make you feel proud, powerful, and in charge when you have to wear a hospital gown.
I had to put one on for my mole check the other day. So I go every year to the dermatologist to look for any moles that look like they might be turning cancerous.
Yeah.
And so they have you put on that hospital gown, and they are very humiliating.
Yeah. Do you still do the couple's mole check with your dermatologist?
We normally do, but last time my wife, because I broke my arm, I wasn't able to go on schedule.
Oh.
So we're off schedule now.
So he's checking you and your wife at the same time sometimes? She is. Okay,
Dr. Holt.
I got you. Okay. Well, that's something new you can do if you're thinking about, you know, a date night or something, or a date day with your significant other.
So romantic.
Yeah, mole check.
I thought it was kind of fun, actually.
Well, they did a study. They looked at how patients experience themselves and what they feel about themselves in a hospital gown. Said it could improve if we could wear pants. They had the option to wear pants.
Well, sure.
Under their hospital gown. And most of the patients, not all of them, decided to wear pants. But about half of them decide to wear pants during their hospital visit because the hospital gown is just reveals too much.
Well, I would think that's super obvious. I thought you had to wear the hospital gown with nothing under it so they could get to anything they needed to. I thought that was the purpose of it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were just pranking us this whole time.
You know how many times my doctors told me, you got it on backwards, Kato.
Wow. It does seem weird to put it on the other way.
But you know, it's really not. I mean, if you actually put it on and do all the straps, you kind of cover everything up. It's just confusing straps.
Well, how does it go? Is the front supposed to be open or is the back supposed
to be
open?
The back is open.
The back is open. Well, okay.
When's the last time you were in a hospital?
I guess it's been a while, thank goodness.
Yeah. You've not been in a hospital gown in a while?
No, but I have used those gowns, and it's funny because you're just like, how the frick do I put this thing
I know,
on?
Right? It seems backwards when you put it on.
And then sometimes they give you the disposable one that's just like pickle paper that you put on, and I don't like that one at all.
That one says, we care so little about you that we're using paper and throwaway.
Yeah, you nasty.
Yeah, I don't even like sitting on, like, even if you got the house, you know, hospital gown on, you sit on the pickle paper because your butt cheeks get, you know, you get.
No.
Well, you get sweaty in there, and all of a sudden the pickle paper comes up with your bottom.
Yes, it sticks to
you. Yeah, I
hate
that.
You're peeling the stuff off.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
I mean, when I'm sitting on waiting for the doctor, I will wrap it. I don't tie the gown as much, but I'll wrap it around my back end before I sit on
that.
The pickle paper. Although my doctor also says leave your underwear on. So.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
I don't understand why you just don't give you a robe. Because you can just tie it in the front. And then if they need to go like below the waist, just pull the sucker up.
Is that what they do like with you and the girl doctors every year?
They lay back on stirrups.
Yes, we do.
On the pickle paper?
I'll tell you, I do have a funny story about that.
Can we play it on the radio?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. It was fine. It was one of the first, I think it was the first time that I was going to the doctor to get that all checked out, you know, for my annual.
Yeah, undercarriage,
and so I'm in the chair, you know, legs up. And then the doctor goes, okay, we need to.
Okay.
Oh, we need to open
the hand motions is all we need.
I know. Open sesame.
But listen, like what happened was my knees automatically went back together. And then he said, okay, we're going to start now.
Goodness.
And then my knees automatically went back together. And we just started laughing. I said, Doc, I said, I'm not doing that on purpose. It's just happening.
Why, was it like his ears like between your knees?
Got you.
Has John been complaining about the same thing?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, this is supposed to be family.
Oh, the kids are in school, I hope.
That is just weird. Super
Maybe,
weird.
Maybe, though.
Okay. Next time I ask you if we can talk about that on the radio, say no.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.